When you haven't found love, it can feel like everyone else has. It's in every movie, every song, and all the PDA. Looking for love sucks. Thankfully, California Psychics can give you the guidance you need to find the one. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com and experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
All right. It's time for us all to admit the stupid thing we've done. Stupid injuries. Like it... I have so many different things I've done to myself, I can't even remember all of them.
Okay, well, PG, please.
Well, no, I mean, what was that trend? Do you guys remember, every once in a while, there's like one of the trends where like there's a fitness thing, and then everybody does it on TikTok or something. And yet, like, I remember something like you walked up a wall, like you got on the ground and then you like walked up the wall and ended up in a handstand or something.
Can't say I participated in that one.
You don't remember? Like,
oh, I don't.
Or like the thing where you're like on your knees and your hands and then it's like only women can put their arms.
Yes, do the thing like move their arms.
Back. Yeah.
I hurt myself on that one.
Did you give yourself a rug burn on your forehead? Or
You literally, for some reason, guys' faces just immediately go right into the...
Center of gravity.
Is that what it is?
Yeah. I think so.
Why is your...
What? Ours is lower?
Why?
We got weird things going on. I don't know.
Is it because of your boobs? No, what makes her... Why would their center of gravity...
I still fell. So.
So, I mean, the one where you did the yoga thing up the wall and into a handstand or something, I did it on my hardwood and I smashed my face.
Oh,
I bled a lot. So.
Wow.
Yeah.
Dang.
I'm not very smart. Okay. Look, I've already gone. Somebody else say,
It's not my own, can I still tell it? It's real funny. It's real funny.
I said two times I've hit my face on the floor.
I'm sure, as a warrior, avoid injury as much as possible.
Probably true.
But my sister in middle school was playing in, I think it was just like in PE, and they were like, let's play moon ball, which is where you play like softball with a volleyball. And they pitched it to her. She goes to hit it. Well, everything's off. The physics are off here. Doink. She had a goose egg on her head, and it was the night of the first middle school dance.
No.
I mean, when I say a goose egg, I mean a full...
What did
like,
she get hit with? The bat?
The bat. Because of the physics of like hitting a volleyball. No, I'm sorry. They were hitting a dodgeball. Like a rubber red
that
ball.
Was hurt.
And it just...
But she hit herself in the head with the bat.
She's not very athletic.
Okay.
She'll
like
kill me
minutes.
If she hears this, but...
Wow.
Yeah.
It's
good.
How was the dance?
She was very popular. I think it was fine. I think we like styled her bangs over.
It doesn't matter. It's pushing them out, though.
It's still out.
Is that Justin Bieber?
Yeah.
Who wants to go?
I mean, I have broken my leg a couple of times.
A couple?
In the same spot. That's why I feel the pressure changes in that. You know?
She's 100 years old.
Yeah, we all are.
But I broke it doing the Macarena.
Why does that?
You know, the Macarena has a lot to do with your arms.
Yeah.
And, you know, moving
it literally
them.
Has nothing to do with your feet.
Well.
You turn
hey,
once, right?
Hey, Macarena.
Hi.
And you jump on the.
One more time.
And then, hey, Macarena. Hi.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. It's very like.
But to break your leg. Yeah. Like, not strain or twist.
No,
or,
I fully
snap
broke
which
it.
Which bone?
The fibula.
And can you speak in stupid people terms?
The non-weight bearing bone on my lower leg. So
yeah.
I was in a cast.
The femur's the big
couple,
dog on your thigh, and then there's the two legs on
the tibia and the fibula.
Yeah.
But yeah, I was in a cast for a few months, had to wear a boot.
Can you explain though? So you jumped and turned.
I like landed on my foot sideways. So my ankle just like collapsed.
Yeah, it's not funny because I'm sure it was painful, but like the athleticism that takes.
Hey, it's a tibula.
All right, so if you have injured yourself in a stupid way, we would love to hear your story. 303-222-5423. You can text or call.
I also have a friend because he was in band. I was not a nerd. He was.
I'm right here.
They were rehearsing, marching, no instruments. They were walking backwards. His Achilles tendon snapped. Just walking backwards on the field.
Mm.
That is someone who needed to strengthen their tendon.
That just happened. It just happened.
He was
in
growing
weird times.
Too fast.
Can't
and
you just like hear the snap?
Yeah.
By the way, I have been in the room when a guy snapped it. It's incredible.
Oh, it's insane.
It sounds like you broke like a chair from a leg. Like a chair leg. Yeah. Yeah. It's like leg from a chair. Sorry. It's like, or like you break a whole stalk of celery. It's like, it's a little wet. It's like.
Oh, God. Oh, my God. My legs are like oozing right now.
Do you know what a slap bracelet looks like?
Oh,
how
yeah.
it's like round and then you whoosh, whoosh.
Yeah. You see that happen.
Your Achilles
under the skin.
Like does a slap bracelet up the back of your leg.
Guys, no.
When I was a senior in high school, I sprained my ankle in a basketball game. So that wasn't the stupid part.
Okay.
So I was out for a couple games of my senior year, which like was a really big deal to me. But then it was homecoming, and we did homecoming during basketball season because we were a very small school. So I was on the homecoming court, and every year the homecoming court. The guys do a dance routine for the pep rally.
What kind of school did you go to?
And we had been training for this for months.
Okay.
And so now I've got a sprained ankle and I'm not playing basketball games, but at the pep rally, still did the dance routine, hoping my coach wouldn't show up. He did.
Oh,
and saw me as I wasn't running sprints the night before at practice, but there I am. Oh. Shaking my groove thing during the pep assemblies. That was pretty stupid.
God.
With a tape, I had to tape my ankle.
Right.
Oh, what a brave, brave soul you are.
I didn't win either.
I have one more weird one. I don't know if I've ever said this one before. I had a friend of mine who was driving home. I shouldn't say this part, but he had a little bit to drink.
Oh, okay.
And he ran out of gas like a block from his house.
Classic.
But he was going fast enough that he felt like he could coast the rest of the way home. And he was about, I don't know, 300 feet from his house and the car's still rolling about 20 miles an hour. And he's like, if I jump out, I can then just push it the rest of the way.
No.
Oh.
And like, so you open your car door and then you're going to run next to it with the steering wheel and you can guide it into the thing. And when he jumped out of the car, that was when he realized that humans can't run 20 miles an hour.
Yeah, that's like still kind of fast.
But he didn't want the car to crash into anything, so he didn't let go of the steering wheel. He's holding onto the steering wheel, and then his legs are being dragged underneath the back tire.
He's like Fred Flintstone.
Oh, yeah, fully. He was,
but not even well.
Yeah. And then he woke up in the middle of somebody's front yard.
Oh, no. Just zoomed right by the gas. Oh, no.
I mean, that's a stupid injury. Thinking you can run 20 miles an hour and get drugged by your own car.
Oh my gosh, I hope we get ones that stupid.
Yeah, that's what we're going to get. If you've injured yourself in a stupid way, we want to make fun of you. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We've all admitted how dumb, well, actually, some of us admitted how dumb we are with our stupid injuries.
I'm sure I've got stupid injuries. I just don't remember them because I'm so stupid.
It's just more fun to like rat out your sister instead.
It's a good injury.
Rich?
Yay.
Yay. Stupid injury. What happened?
So I had a cousin day. We were together all day playing slug bug. We ended up going to the bars. We all got pretty drunk. We were in the car in the parking lot. Wanted to get him back because he kept getting me all day. So I went to punch him on his shoulder and he moved. I hit his shoulder blade and broke my hand right on his shoulder.
Oh.
By playing slug.
Oh, that was a slug bug.
Yeah. That's really right. I really thought you were going to crash the car or something.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Much
I was
better.
So nervous.
Like this, yeah.
I'm glad you broke your hand.
Yeah. We're all glad. That is a stupid injury. Thank you, Rich. Kaylee?
Yeah.
Yay. Stupid injury. What happened?
Yeah, so basically, I was, I had a little bit to drink that evening, and I got really hungry, so I wanted cheese and crackers. And so,
that
of course, it was a block of cheese. Yep. And a block of cheese and a Henkel knife. And my husband told me, oh, don't slice it at your hand. Don't slice it at your hand. No, it's fine. I don't want to get out of the cutting board. First slice, literally just put the knife right through my hand.
Oh.
A girl? No.
Yeah. So unfortunately, my teeth was a little bit ruined, and the knife still sharp to this day, and we own it. A little bit afraid of it now, but that was my.
What
stupid
part
life.
Of your hand did it go through?
It was my finger.
Okay. Like, okay. I'm glad it didn't go through like the palm. That feels like
which
a
is
lot.
Worse. I think right. The finger's worse.
Did no, it cut palm's it off? Worse.
But it was sharp, so it didn't hurt that bad.
That's good.
So that was lucky.
I'm not sure it matters.
And you, since you were hammered, you bled a ton.
Yeah.
She never
yeah.
said hammered.
She said she'd had a little yeah. bit to drink and all of a sudden cheese is a good
and
idea.
She's like, yeah.
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 She was yeah. But yeah. not my smartest moment.
Kaylee. Thank you, Kaylee. Jennifer.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. I'm sorry. Oh, stupid injury.
Okay, so I had not seen my KitchenAid food processing blade for weeks, and that night, I, after thinking about it in the afternoon, I found it as it dropped off the counter, dropped onto three of my toes, filled my shoe with blood within seconds.
No.
I grabbed a paper towel and a pillow, wrapped my toes in the towel, and put the pillow under my head and passed out for 3 hours.
Were you hammered, too?
Pardon me?
Were you hammered?
Or were you home alone?
I was home alone.
No, Jennifer, yep. My body hurts thinking about this.
Yeah.
It didn't chop the toes off, though. You made it sound like when you wrapped the toes in a paper towel that they were like separate from you.
Oh,
and
yeah,
you
like
wrapped
so
your whole foot.
Going to go to market off, or something. I couldn't wear shoes for about 2 months.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Wait, okay, guys, this was... Yep. Stupid injuries.
Yeah, I know.
This
is not gross us out. Give us the skeeves.
Right. The skeeves are had.
Okay. Do you want to stop or do we keep?
No,
let's
keep going.
Come on.
Yeah, keep going.
Chris?
Yay.
Skeeve us out. I'm sorry. Stupid injury.
I was the stupid teenager a month after graduating high school. Thought I was invincible. Hung out with my friends all night. And that next morning, I had a staff meeting, went to that, and then drove to my friend's house, fell asleep behind the wheel, and decided to wrap my car around a tree.
Mm-hmm. No.
And that's what yeah. woke you up, was the tree?
No, it was the bump from the street to the person's front yard in their grass.
Oh.
And I wasn't wearing my seatbelt, and... Luckily, the only thing that happened to me was a crushed ankle.
Was what?
A crushed ankle.
Oh, crushed ankle.
Wow.
Okay. I will say this. It does help if you're asleep, right?
I guess so.
Yeah, but she woke up like right before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right before the impact.
I feel heebie-jeebie.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the toes are in the, yeah. the passenger seat, Erica.
Let's do one more.
The
Sydney?
Toes.
Yay.
Stupid injury. What happened to you?
One of my birthdays when I was younger, my aunt took me to learn how to ski. Didn't even make it to the hill, still in the ski class. Fell backwards so bad that I sprained my wrist and couldn't even get up, so they had to bring ski patrol over to get me up.
For the wrist? Bottom of the bunny hill.
Actually, I'm lying, Sydney. Yeah. I get it. I broke my elbow and I also had to get someone to come.
On the bunny hill?
No. Playing soccer. I broke my elbow and they had to call 911 because I couldn't move. So,
and it wasn't even broken.
All right. Can we be done now?
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.